Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's put our hands together for the choir. Thank you for that awesome ministration. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. God bless you. Our Father and our God, we thank you because you are a good God. You are a God of compassion. You are a God of mercy. You are a God who looks after your children. You are a good parent. You are not a father that abandons the children. No, no, no. You think about us every minute, every second. We are the apple of your eye. Nothing is more important than us. The whole of creation was put together because of us. Daddy, we thank you. We salute your majesty. We honor you for who you are. The God who says it and he does it. The God who does what he desires. And what he has spoken from time past, he brings it to pass. Who can compare with you, our God? Who can fight with you? Who can stand against you? Ah, Jehovah Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We have come to worship you. We have come to thank you. To acknowledge that you will do great things in the midst of your people today. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Let's be seated in his presence. Amen. Awesome, awesome. I'm grateful to God for the privilege given me by Pastor Patrick and Pastor Foye to stand before you, you great people of God, and to minister the word today. 2025 is our landmark year of divine settlement. It was said by none other than our Father in the Lord, Daddy Gio. Amen. And I'm trusting the Lord that God will give utterance for what he wants to do today in Jesus' name. So our Father in the Lord said, it will be a landmark year. I purposely went and dug it out so that we can all see it together. With divine shifts. Because I want our faith to be alive this morning. With answered prayers. And the manifestation of long-awaited breakthrough. As the winds of change blow stronger than ever. Is there somebody like me who's been waiting for a change? There's something you've been waiting to God for. Can somebody join me as witness? You've been trusting the Lord. Some of us is double digits. You've been trusting the Lord for over 10 years. You've been trusting the Lord for something for over 10 years. And it's not yet manifested. But the word of the Lord today, amen, it says that it's our year of landmark settlement. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we are expectant because we've also been told that this is our month by our Father and Mother in the Lord, that it's our month of divine restoration. Amen. And I love the fact that it's in November, which is the month before December. Amen. So that when it is restored in November, December is just cruising. Amen. Praise God. So we are thankful to God. I thank God for how Pastor Foye set us off in this November by talking to us about what restoration is all about. And she said, I'm timing myself. Yes. I'm going to be very disciplined about this. Yes. Amen. So she was talking to us about what it means for there to be restoration. Hallelujah. What it means for there to be restoration. And restoration is bringing back to the original condition. Healing from brokenness. Freedom from bondage. Renewal of purpose. Return to wholeness. Amen. Hallelujah. Those are powerful, powerful, powerful descriptions. So whatever category it is that we fall into, God says this month is the month of our restoration. Amen. This month is when we get everything back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because our God is a God who believes in restoration. If we look at the reality, why should there be restoration? Let's go to the very next slide. Everyone has experienced the loss. And it is the loss that precipitates restoration. And the very first, that's what I love about God. There's nothing that you and I are going through that God himself has not gone through. God was the original loser, quote and unquote, because he lost fellowship with us. He created us for fellowship, and somehow, somebody that we will not even bother to dignify by naming on this altar came and interrupted that fellowship that God was having with his children. And when he interrupted that fellowship, it caused a disruption in the whole of creation. It caused such a massive disruption that till now we've had to have Dickie Mel here praying because human beings like you and I have decided that they want to kidnap, they want to kill, and they want to maim and rape and destroy other human beings. It started from the disruption of that relationship. So God understands what it is to lose something. He knows the pain of loss because he lost our fellowship. And that's why from the minute that loss happened, God set in motion a process of restoring our relationship. Amen. Of restoring what was lost. He wanted that fellowship back again. Amen. And they had a conference in heaven. And there was a divine agreement. You know what? Jesus, you have to go. But we have already agreed before we even started this project that it is likely that this project will have a hiccup. So if the hiccup happens, you will surrender your life. Capish? Capish. I will go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because God understands what it is for there to be loss. And then he said, restoration is part of God's nature. God restores purposefully and completely. There's never any half project that is done with God. God ensures that whatever it is that he has decided to restore, he will restore it. He will not just repair it. He will make sure that he renews it. He will make sure that he rebuilds it. And he will make sure that he returns it to a better state than it was before. So is there anyone under the sound of my voice? As I'm speaking, you are counting the losses. You are counting lost opportunities. You are counting lost years. You are counting maybe those guys that had toasted you when you were younger, and then now you now remember, if I had known, kunle, I should have said yes. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you that God is in the business of restoration. That nothing is ever too late for any man or woman who will put their faith in God. If you put your trust, your confidence in him, he's able to turn it around. I'm talking not just something that I have read, but the psalmist said it is something we have touched and we have handled, and we know that the word of God is true because God is able to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God will not just rebuild you, he will not just renew you, he will return it better than it was before. Better than, let me tell your neighbor, better. You will not manage, it will be better. Say it, you will not manage, it will be better. It will be better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God that I serve. Amen. So we had before, and I will go through them again, biblical stories of restoration. Job experienced loss, the kind of loss that can turn a man crazy. You know, that man is an enigma. That man is somebody that you should study and study and study, because I don't understand how a man can lose all his children and his sense is still intact, that he thinks, let me worship the Lord. Let me praise the Lord. It is enough. He lost all his business. There are people that during the COVID, the COVID pandemic, just the thought that they will lose their business, they went and they stepped in front of a train and they killed themselves. But this man lost his entire, I want you to think about the magnitude of his loss. He was the wealthiest man. Think about Elon Musk losing everything and coming down, crashing to the ground. But this man lost everything, lost his children, lost it all. And yet he said, I will yet praise the Lord. And he was vindicated. So every time that you read the book of Job, I don't want you to read a man who had suffered loss. I want you to read a man who was restored. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God gave him better. God gave him double. And God, you know, God is God. God added a little sprinkle. You know, he put a little jar on it. And he said Job's daughters were the most beautiful. You know, just to say that not only will I restore children to you, but children that when people see them, they will be salivating. They will be asking, whose children are those? I will make your children that they will be shining. And everybody will say, who has those children? Hallelujah. Because the God that we are serving is a God that restores better. Better. I want you to underline that better in your notebook. Underline it better. God not just restores, but he restores better. How about Peter? After disgracing himself, disgracing his Savior, disgracing himself before the other apostles, you know, telling them that, I will never deny you. If everybody's denying you, I won't deny you. And then he disgracefully denied the Lord, not once, but three times. In front of the smallest opposition. Hallelujah. But when God wanted to restore him, Jesus said to him, I'm restoring you, but when you are strengthened, feed my lamb. Hallelujah. And he became the first apostle. Because when God restores, it is better. Amen. He was restored fully into his ministry. There's somebody under the sound of my voice this morning. God is bringing you this announcement. God is sending me to you. I'm a messenger. And he said, you are going to be restored to your ministry. You are going to be fully restored. You know that place that the enemy attacked you because you were serving God, because you were doing the work of God, and he attacked you and you fell. But in that very place where you fell, God will pick you up, bring you out, and then make you shine. Hallelujah. Amen. That is for somebody in ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And the prodigal son wasted his inheritance, wasted his money, lost his relationship with his father. But the Bible says he came back to himself in Luke 15. You know, time will not permit me to read all the scriptures. So that's why they are there in front of us. But he wasted his resources. And then he came back to his senses. And he came back and said, I'm going to go to my father. Hallelujah. Somebody under the sound of my voice this morning, you have gone your own way. You have done things by yourself. But God is saying, today is the day that I want to restore you. I want to bring you back into relationship with me. Hallelujah. And when you enter into that relationship, you will see that God was waiting for you. He was waiting for you with a clue. So that you are no longer one that is wandering around. I come against that spirit of wandering in the name of Jesus. You will not wander around as a man. You will not wander around as a woman in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No, I'm pacing myself because we are going to pray. Amen. And Jeremiah also, the nation of Israel was exiled, but there was a promise of restoration, and it came to pass during the time of Daniel. I want to go very quickly. God's restoration promise, it begins from God himself. You know, the minute that fall happened, I told you, God himself started the process of reconciling man to himself. So the minute that situation happened in your life, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it could have been. Hallelujah. Or the minute that you even decided to relocate and come here to UK, God was already ahead of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you are here under the sound of my voice, and there are days that you wake up and you say, what am I doing in this place? Why did I come? God has gone ahead of you. Amen. And God is not just going to restore, God is going to restore it. I thought I would hear somebody following me. better. Hallelujah. God will not just restore, he will restore years, because there are peculiar animals, there are peculiar spiritual beasts that Paul was referring to in the book of Ephesus, and he said, I fought with beasts in Ephesus. There are beasts that their proclivity is to eat up the years of human being. You will see a man that goes to the university 5 years perambulating around, and he still has no certificate to show for the years. You will see a man that has been working and working, and yet he cannot tell you for his 60 years of existence that this is the noteworthy achievement that I have done. You will see a woman that has spent years in her marital home, but she cannot say that I've enjoyed 1 year of peace or 1 year of joy, even though I've been laboring in this house, because there are beasts that their proclivity is to eat up the labor of man. But I'm telling you that the God that we are serving, that God says, I'm able to restore your years. Hallelujah. All the years that the locust has eaten, all the years that the cankerworm has eaten, all the years that the caterpillar has eaten, I will restore them to you. Hallelujah. I thought I would hear a believing amen. Hallelujah. Restoration leads to praise. The end result of restoration is praise and satisfaction. The end result is praise. When Joel was talking about, he said, I will restore. The desire of God is to restore to us. It's not that God, you know, remember when that man went to Jesus and said, Lord, I just want you to heal me. I don't know if you want to. And Jesus said, I want to. It's my desire. That's what I want to do. Hallelujah. So that's what God wants to do in your life and in my life today, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we should not be afraid of coming to God and asking him to restore us. The first thing that God wants to restore is to restore our soul. I'm going to talk about that a little further. But in Psalm 23, you all know that scripture. He says, God restores my soul. Why does God need to restore our soul? We will talk about it, because the soul is the station, is the engine, amen, that directs what goes on. When you get born again, your spirit man is perfect, it's recreated, it's free, it's communion with the Father, but it's still directed through the soul, through the decisions you make, through your thought process, through your thought pattern. Hallelujah. And some of us, we've had so many accidents that has happened in our lives, and it has affected the soul. It has panel beated the soul. It has hit the soul. Amen. And it has affected the way in which we think, the way in which we want things to be done in our lives. Hallelujah. But God is able to bring alignment. Amen. God is able to align us with what he wants to do in our lives, in the name of Jesus. So this inner restoration is what precedes external change. A lot of times you see that there are people that they want things to happen, they want change to happen in their lives, but they are not able to do it, because there are still things in their soul that is holding them down, and the enemy is holding on to those so that he will not let them go. But today, Jesus is here. Amen. Jesus is here. Amen. Hallelujah. I couldn't wait to get to this place. All that was introduction. I was introducing what I really wanted to talk about. And in the next 10, 13 minutes that I have, I want you to give me your attention, because I want to talk about this woman. Time will not permit me. I will go very quickly. That Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, and there was a woman with a spirit of infirmity, and she had been bound by that spirit for 18 years, and she was bent over, and she could not lift herself up. Hallelujah. I want that one to sink. She could not lift herself up. She had gone for trainings. She could not lift herself up. She had gone and gotten a PhD, and she could not lift herself up. She couldn't understand it. She was the most beautiful, elegant, but she couldn't get married. She couldn't understand it. He was articulate, Oxford educated, but he couldn't get a job. He couldn't understand it. could not lift herself up. Hallelujah. Bent over. Do you know what it is to be bent over for 18 years? Medical science will tell us it's a form of spondy. Thank you. I didn't know how that to speak that English. Hallelujah. That's what medical science will say. But Jesus said, what is bending this woman over that she's not able to lift herself up? It's a spirit. And nobody likes talking about spirits. Ah, no, they have come. Oh, spirit people, they have come. They'll be saying, Jesus knew what the problem was. And Jesus went straight to the jugular. Straight to the jugular. And Jesus said to her, come, I have seen you. Just like he's here. Forget about disappearance. Jesus is here. And he's going straight to the jugular. And he's saying, I can see what the source of the problem is. I know that it's not about you. I know that it's not about you and the effort you are making. I know that there is a spirit that is resisting you. That there's something that you are contending with and you don't even know how to be able to explain it. That you have all these ideas and every time you try to make the ideas come into fruition, something will just scatter it. Every time you make the connection and you put people together and people are even commending you that you have that ability, you have that gift, that grace, but yet you cannot see it articulating. You can't see it coming to fruition. What's going on? And that's what you are saying every night. God, what's going on here? But God is serving notice to that spirit today. Yeah. Hallelujah. God is serving notice to that spirit. For 18 years, she was suffering. Do you know what it is for 18 years to be bent over? 18 years that she could not lift up her head. 18 years that nobody noticed her beauty. 18 years that all she was doing was looking at the ground. 18 years that she was bent over in sorrow and in shame. Because when you are bent over, how is the dress even fitting you when you are bent over? But do you know, beloved, that as bent over as this woman was, she came to church. It was while Jesus was preaching that he saw her. So she was functioning in her dysfunction. So some of us have been deceived by the enemy, because we are functioning, we think that everything is all right. No, it's not. Because in the beginning, it was not so. That is not. If you go and look at the records of heaven concerning you, where you are now is not where you are supposed to be chronologically. So I'm not playing. God is saying, I'm serving this spirit. Quit notice today. Amen. Because the things that he has ordained, the people he has arranged, that they are going to be blessed through your life, is now. Now. Somebody is sitting under the sound of my voice. And what I'm hearing you saying is that, but I'm too old. Who told you? Moses was 80 when God said, hey, oh yeah, now come. You are now in the right place. Because I know now you don't have power anymore. You won't try to do things by your strength anymore. Now is the best time for you to come and release my people. Who told you that you are too old? You are just starting. There are men that you need to mentor. There are men that you need to show them the way. It is now God is calling you. Stand up from where you are and begin to do what God has called you to do. And today, God is going to do it in Jesus' name. I have 7 more minutes. So God attacked that spirit. Attacked it first of all. He noticed her. He spoke the words. It is with words that freedom comes. He broke the chains of bondage. He touched her. In their culture, you are not allowed to touch. But Jesus, those things don't matter to Jesus. Because he's the Lord of... The law is not supposed to serve, it's supposed to serve the people, not the people serve the law. So Jesus discounted the Sabbath, discounted the rules of not touching women, and called her and touched her. Spoke to her and touched her. Amen. There's somebody under the sound of my voice today. Jesus is going to touch you. Hallelujah. He's going to touch you in a special way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He began the process of restoration. What were the areas of restoration? He restored her body. Is there somebody here who is having any kind of infirmity? I want us in 1 minute, just put your hand on that place. Amen. And let's pray. If it's a headache, if it's a back pain, if it's a leg pain, whatever it is that the enemy has been attacking regularly over the years, I want you to put your hand on it and let's pray. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's come against that infirmity of the body. That's the most obvious. That's the easiest. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because your word says healing is the children's bread. So everywhere that we're experiencing any pain, any discomfort, it was not so in the beginning. So we serve that infirmity. We serve it quick notice. What are you doing in this body? What are you doing? This body cannot be your host. Get out of this body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every form of infirmity, every form of discomfort, every form of disease, we command you to leave this body now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The infirmity of the soul, her silence, her muteness. She didn't even pray. She didn't ask Jesus to help her, but he saw through the silence. He saw her pain. He saw her shame. He saw her trauma. So Jesus touched her on the outside, and then he touched that pain. Amen. He touched that trauma. Perhaps there are those who are sitting under the sound of my voice this morning, and you process life through the trauma that you suffered in times past. Things of the past keep holding you back. Do you know that it even affects your relationship, your ability to trust people, your ability to actually enter into meaningful relationship because of the traumas of the past? But Jesus attended to her shame, because when he caused that healing, even her shame was removed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then finally, the infirmity of the spirit. He ensured that she was delivered from satanic bondage. That's why he could tell the leaders of the synagogue. He said, this woman, this daughter of Abraham that has been bound all these years, should she not be loosed? You see, they were attacking what he had done. They were attacking it with the spirit of religion. They were attacking it with the spirit of hypocrisy. But Jesus saw beyond that. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody under the sound of my voice this morning, when your joy comes, nothing will take it away from you in the name of Jesus. Nothing will take it away from you in the name of Jesus. So very quickly, how do we get ourselves ready for restoration? How do we get ourselves ready for restoration? We have to return to God with all of our hearts. We have to bring all of our heart to God. No half measure. Because you see, the God that we serve, even if we are doing activities in church, he is the God that sees us on the inside. Amen? He is the God that sees what we are doing from the inside. And so he's able to tell what is going on. Amen? So when we return to God, we must say to him, Father, there is nothing hidden. Nothing. I bring it all to you. Hallelujah. I bring it all to you. I bring my past. I bring my wounds. I bring them before you. Amen. Hallelujah. I bring it all before you, and I ask you, O God, to begin to heal me. We have no other help but the Almighty God. Amen. Amen. And we have to release our past. Some of us here, some of the things that are holding us back are the things of the past. Release your mom. Release your dad. Release that friend that hurt you, that betrayed you. Release that person you sent money to Nigeria to build a house for you, and he stole all the money, and you haven't seen anything. Release them. Release. It's difficult. That's why we go to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit, please help me to release. Because you can't do it by yourself. Some people, the fact that their father even went and married another person, they have held him in unforgiveness since then. Release. Hallelujah. You can't go forward if the past is holding you. You have to release so that you can go forward. Then you have to realign yourself with God's word. What God has said about you, he's able to bring it to pass. You must know that the word of God is infallible. And you must take the word of God seriously. I have to give you a personal example. Forgive me. But on this altar one day, Sunday school, not even the preaching, somebody said something in Sunday school. Said, I challenge you. If you believe that your vision, have you borrowed money to bring it to pass? Have you asked the Lord and spent time with him? On the strength of that word, I started fasting. So if you take the word of God seriously, every challenge issued on the altar of God, you will go back and you will walk it out. Hallelujah. You will walk it out until you see the manifestation, because the word of God is quick, it is powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so it is able to divide whatever it is that is standing in opposition to you. Amen. Beloved, rebuild your altar. Wherever your altar has fallen apart, you just notice that you are struggling to be able to pray. Something is attacking your prayer life. You are struggling to worship, to dance, and you remember how you used to do it before. And you say, well, it's because I'm getting old. No, something is attacking your altar. Rebuild your altar, beloved. Amen. Amen. And then lastly, remain expectant that the God that you are calling upon, his ears are not closed. It's just that our God is a God of timing. God is a one day there was something that happened and I prayed one prayer, and then because the situation changed, I changed the prayer, and then 10 minutes later and God says, see you now. Just like this. If me too I was like this, how would things be? You have to be consistent in your expectation that God, you have said this to me and it must come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I want us to be expectant in our prayers. Amen. I want us to rise up on our feet, because I want us to spend the next 10 minutes. There are some specific prayers that God said we should pray. Hallelujah. Because it's your turn and it's my turn for us to be restored. Amen. God is not finished with you. There is no burden that is too heavy. There is no past that is too broken. There is no sin that is too great. There is no situation that is too helpless that God cannot restore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able to restore. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The first category of people I want to pray for are those that are working and working and they are not seeing the fruits of their labor. Things are not working the way that they want it to work. God wants me to pray for you. Amen. And the scripture that he gave me for us to pray with is from the book of Psalm 67, verse 4 to 6. He said, let the people praise me, and then the earth will yield its increase. Amen. The earth, and there were two connotations that God gave me. The earth yielding its increase is the earth giving the fruits of you planting into it. But there is another part of it that is the earth yielding. You know, in English language also, when you say yield, it means that you give way. Is somebody understanding me? No, I have to demonstrate it. Bros Kule, come. Sorry, I'm looking at the time. Don't worry. Come. Yeah, I want you to come. You see, if this man is standing, face me. Don't move. Makolwe, don't move. If this man is facing me, and I keep saying move now, and he's move, and then he's move! Hallelujah! That is yielding. There is a force that you have to employ that it has to yield. Do you understand? So there is a force, there's a level of your engagement. there is a level of your violence where you will kick off your shoes and say, and this one psychedelic no deal. There is a level that you will get to that you say you have to yield. Amen. So I'm praying for men in particular. That's what God said I should do. I'm praying for men, and I'm asking that the earth of UK, it will yield for you in the name of Jesus. That jobs will be created because of you. That policies will be enacted because of you. That they will ensure that procedures are put in place because of you. Is somebody joining me to pray this morning? Thank you very much. Let's pray. Hallelujah. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the earth yield its increase to me. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the earth yield its increase. Let the earth yield its increase. Ikukana mayo, ikukana mayo, ikukana mayo, ikukana mayo, the God of the whole earth. I ask you to wield your scepter over Oxford, over UK, in the name of Jesus. Ikareta paya, eterebahata, endoriba sataya, ikoroboshete ya, inkorete, hey, let the earth yield its increase, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to stretch your hands towards the Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these hands, that these hands will be fruitful. I pray for these hands, that these hands will be fruitful, that all that they lay their hands onto, it will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I come against blinding spirits. I come against spirits that twist the mind, the spirits that make people go round and round in confusion. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I apply that weight, prophetic weight, apostolic weight, against every such spirit in the name of Jesus. And I say restoration. Restoring of your destiny, restoring of your beauty, restoring of your prestige, restoring of your manhood, restoring of your dignity, restoring of who you are, your original. Let it come forth in the name of Jesus. Everywhere that you have been twisted, everywhere that your destiny has been twisted and bent over in shame, bent over in sorrow, bent over and stolen from you, where you have been robbed and you have been plundered, I command that you come out of every such prison in the name of Jesus. All those places that you have gone to before and they had said no, because the S is the Lord's, the S is the Lord's, the S is the Lord's, the people and all those that dwell therein, I command them to begin to obey the voice of the Lord in the name of Jesus. They obey the voice of the Lord. An invisible voice begins to command them to give favor unto you in the name of Jesus. They favor you, 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 they favor you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The second category I want to pray for. Everyone that their blessing has been stolen. You used to do this thing. I don't know whatever the thing is. But you were doing it and you were doing it well. And then suddenly, because you made a mistake, you made an error, you disobeyed. There was something God wanted you to do and you didn't do it. And then it got swallowed. It disappeared. And the scripture God gave me was Jonah. In fact, I have to read it to you. Hallelujah. God will help me. Amen. Because it's serious. And I'm conscious of my time. Because you have to understand it. And then we can pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Jonah, when he got swallowed by that whale because of his disobedience to God, you know, he said, forgive me. Hallelujah. It's in Jonah chapter 2, if somebody can help me. But even if you can't, it's okay. I'm there. He said, I was imprisoned in the earth. I sank beneath the waves, and the waters closed over me. Seaweed wrapped itself around my head. I'm talking about people whose thought life has been under attack. I'm talking about those that when they have ideas and they start to try to implement it, something will just come and then you get distracted. You just forget about the whole thing. Scattering. I sank down. Sinking down. I was in prison. The gates were locked. But you, O Lord my God, you snatched me from the jaws of death. As my life was slipping away, time was going, I remembered the Lord and my prayer went out to him. He said, I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise and I will fulfill all my vows. For salvation comes to the Lord. And then the Bible says in verse 10, then the Lord ordered the fish. God is going to order whatever has swallowed you up, swallowed me up. God is going to order them to vomit what they have swallowed, to vomit what they have swallowed, to vomit what they have swallowed in the name of Jesus. I want you to notice something, that Jonah before this was a prophet too. It wasn't that he wasn't a prophet, but when that fish swallowed, vomited him, yes man, when the fish vomited him, guess what? That was when he went into prominence. That is why we have the book of Jonah today. That is when he preached and a whole nation, from the king to the cattle, they all repented. Because I told you when I started the ministration, I said God does things better. So we are going to pray, last one, and say, Father, everywhere that my blessing has been swallowed, my dignity has been swallowed, my courage has been swallowed, my fruitfulness has been swallowed, let it be expelled, let it be given back to me in the name of Jesus. Let it be vomited in the name of Jesus. Let me be deposited in the place of my glory. Let me be deposited in the place of my glory, in the place of my increase, in the place of my favor, in the name of Jesus. Rekataba yada kasende ere baba 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 eko shekete baba baba endoro bobo bosha rekataba baba baba ere baba 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 baba. Let there be a yielding, a yielding, a yielding, a yielding, a yielding in the name of Jesus. Eko robo shata radeza deya regodo boshanda eko riba kasente yata rotata riba hata rote reba shende. I say let the anointing that destroys every yoke, let it destroy every yoke and let it be released. Let there be a release into your prominence, a release into your dignity, a release into your fortune, a release into your destiny in the name of Jesus. So let it be. Hallelujah. 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 And then afterwards, the Bible says that she rejoiced and she gave glory to God. Please, can I ask for 1 minute? Just put a song of rejoicing. 1 minute so that we can rejoice and we can thank God together. Hallelujah.